Jacoby Brissett was the 17th best quarterback in football per game last season. He is priced as the 29th at pick 174, the widest gap in this batch between what a player produced and what his slot implies. Gaps like that always have a reason. This one's reason is sitting in a contract file in Tempe, unsigned. The season on quarterback scoring, the standard 4-point passing convention, identical to half PPR for quarterbacks, 14 games after Kyler Murray's foot ended his year in week 5. 315 of 485, 65% for 3,366 yards, 23 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 168 rushing yards, and 43 sacks behind a 3-14 roster. 16.2 points a game, 17th among quarterbacks per game, 16th in total. 10% of the points came on the ground, a floor garnish, not a profile. And the sack line deserves its own sentence, 43 of them in 14 games, and the 16-2 survived anyway. The career makes that season remarkable. This is a 10-year journeyman whose window reads 12-9, 14-4, 12-0 across his previous best stops. And then in Arizona, the best per game season of his career. Backup quarterbacks aren't supposed to peak in year 10. The library notes it. The library also can't explain it.
The pattern beat briefly. No quarterback pattern reaches him. The rushing floor rule needs 25% rushing production. He's at 10. There's no touchdown inflation. 23-8 is clean, and no aging cohort exists for quarterbacks in our library. What the library prices is jobs, and that's precisely what he doesn't securely have.
Muffed! The situation is a standoff wearing a depth chart. Arizona released Murray in March, informed him on the 3rd, official on the 11th, and he signed in Minnesota per ESPN. The job by every June account is Brissett's to start, but he wants his deal reworked to starter money. The sides were reported significantly far apart in May per PFR, and he skipped the voluntary program. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s summary was support laced with frustration. Can't build chemistry with a holdout per PFT. He reported to June minicamp, avoiding a six-figure fine per CBS, with ESPN's late June red still not close. The friction point is almost poetic. Backup Gardner Minshew signed in March with more guaranteed money than Brissett's 2026 deal carries per ESPN. Above it all, a new staff, Mike LaFleur calling plays, Nathaniel Hackett coordinating, and a third-round rookie, Carson Beck, drafted with the first pick of round 3. The weapons are the good news: Harrison, Michael Wilson, Trey McBride, and the third overall pick spent on Jeremiah Love.
The price? QB29 at pick 174 for the per-game QB17. The slot implies 11.8 a game. He produced 16.2. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite a job the team itself is negotiating against, and we won't fade the best per game quarterback season available at this price either. The market is pricing the room, the dispute, the rookie, the bridge label, the rose price the player. Both are real, neither is complete. The caveat, spoken, bridge quarterbacks on rebuilt rosters lose jobs to draft capital in November, regardless of stats. And 16-2 a game with a full offseason of these weapons is what QB1 streaming dreams are made of at pick 174. Watch the contract file before camp. A reworked deal is the all clear. A lingering standoff is the countdown. And Beck's preseason usage, because the order of the second half reps is Arizona telling you the plan. The production said starter. The paycheck still says bridge. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.